Ladies and gentlemen, from the What's Up Fool podcast with co-host Rodrigo Torres, and from his HBO special, Translate This, your host, Felipe Esparza! What's up, fool?
What up? Welcome to the ATC All Things Comedy Podcast Festival.
Welcome, everybody. How you guys doing tonight?
What's up? We got Cholos over here. Cholos over there. We got snitchers in the middle. I hate that fucking snitchers, eh? I always never liked that, man. Like one time, man, we were at the all-you-can-eat buffet, and we were trying to leave without paying, and they caught my mom.
They caught all of you.
It was embarrassing, man. She opened up her bag. She had fries, dog food.
Stocking up, eh?
That's how Mexicans are, man. Like, we have a dog at the house, and you're eating at a restaurant. Hey, you think Chuco will like this?
Taste testing.
I know, a lot of people, they buy dogs, man. They buy dog food, you know. No, they buy dog food. They take the dog for checkups. Like, our dog, my dad, he fed him Mexican food. Like, if we ate chile rellenos, he ate chile rellenos.
You're that for the stems, eh?
I know, man. He'd be like, if I had heartburn, he was dying outside. I'm like, I had to throw a tum at him.
Bring him back to life, dog.
I know, man. You walk around, man, like his farts smell like our farts.
Same diet, huh?
You ever fart, man, and blame it on the dog, and the dog looks at you like Scooby-Doo. What's Up Fool Podcast? Welcome to the What's Up Fool Podcast.
How you doing, Phoenix?
You guys are going to be live right now. You're live now. Yeah, love, man. We've been doing our comedy show, our podcast, for 3 years now.
Hell yeah, man. Strong.
And we started out with one episode. It was called the Kidnap Series. And now we're at 179.
Yeah, man.
We had everybody on the show. We had Miklo from Blood In, Blood Out.
Damian Chapa.
Hell yeah, man. He told the true story of what happened in, Blood Out. He didn't like the rape scene. I think it mattered. If I was in prison and they were trying to rape me, I'll spread a rumor that his dick was small.
Post-rape.
I'll start bragging before him. Oh, man, that shit was weak, homie. What, was he Chinese or what?
I thought you were going to be packing, dog.
I had him cleaning my cell. Yeah, I was that's the biggest thing, the biggest threat, you know, like I'm afraid of a man, like going to prison and nobody liking me. And I want to be touched too.
Hold me, bro.
What's up, fool? Give it up for the owner of the club right here.
Brad.
Yeah, man. I started coming here to Phoenix back in 1999 when I used to tour with Fluffy at the Celebrity Theater. Oh, man. I remember, man, I went there one time, man. It's cool when a Celebrity Theater is packed, you know, like super packed. Because I did a couple of shows there before I was on Last Comic Standing. Me and Joey Coco. Give it to Joey Coco.
What's up, cocksuckers? You know what I'm saying? I'm just hanging out like a fucking fly on the wall.
Yeah, man, and it's sad because we didn't fill up the whole room.
It was kind of empty.
And then the Celebrity Theater spins in a circle, right? So I kept turning to the side that were no people there. Like, I'm making everybody laugh, then I'm like, hey, what's up?
Shout out, eh?
We couldn't sell no more tickets. The celebrity, bro. Then I got pulled over in a celebrity checkpoint. They found out I was in shit, they let me go.
Late?
Just don't get a celebrity checkpoint. That's all right. Forget it. Move on.
All right.
When a JoJo didn't work, you know what it feels like? It feels like you're watching a stripper and then she falls. They have a lot. They have more strip bars in Phoenix than they do colleges.
I know, huh? They even have more than strip clubs here.
I know, man. They got like a strip bar in every corner, man.
It's only topless here, though, in Phoenix, huh? What's up with that?
You want to call them up and ask, huh?
Last night.
You gotta be a pervert out to call up a strip bar. Hey, man, are you guys all nude? No, we're topless. What the hell is topless? They only show their boobs. Oh, fuck that.
Weak. I want to see everything.
My wife can show me that, eh? And all I gotta do is take out the trash.
Get it for free, huh? You don't have to pay $10.
Didn't you say your homeboy's wife was on Backpage?
Oh, no. My friend was looking up for chicks on Backpage, and he found his lady on there.
How much was she worth?
And he's like, man, this bitch ain't worth $100. Nah. It's a small world, man. Isn't that crazy, man?
That's like a no joke, man. Like, I remember one time I filled out one of those ads for those single dating sites. I asked for someone that likes to watch TV, that likes to eat a lot, likes to sleep a lot. My dad showed up.
Runs in the family, man. Are you
that fool showed up with fucking cobijas and shit.
Ready for the sleepover, huh?
Man, I remember the first time I came here to Phoenix, Arizona. I was performing at a car show for a company, a promoter called Shell Happy.
Okay.
They used to sell little mini trucks. And they booked me for a show, right? And after the show, one of the promoters, he goes, hey, bro, you want to go to a strip bar? And I'm like, wait a minute. What do you mean? Why can't you say we're going to a strip bar? What other like is there? like a strip bar or like a whorehouse?
Let's be specific here.
So I was there. He took me. Like, we're driving. And let me tell you, man. So most strip bars are by warehouses, train tracks, your baby mama's house.
Outskirts.
Like, you got to be like, when you look it up on Yelp, on your fucking map, on the bottom of the map, it says, drive with caution.
You get bit by a dog over there, huh?
So, man, let me tell you, man. We went to this place called Encounters.
Whoa.
Look at all the perverts know what I'm talking about.
You guys been there too, huh?
Yeah, you been there, dog? By yourself?
Who shows up in a robe, eh?
Showed up like Hugh Hefner and shit. With a cold sore and everything. So we get there, right? It costs $35 to get in.
Damn.
And I'm like, man, this is 2000, bro. That's a lot of money back then. You know, my cheap ass. And I say, man, why is it $35? Well, it's $40 per couple. How do you know he's not with me? I'm like, give me $20, dog. So the guy that took us, he paid for us, though.
What a nice guy.
I told him I'm not like that no more at the end of the night. So we get there, man, and it's a Encounters. Once you get inside, it's a swingers bar. Yeah, it's a swingers bar. Like, if you want to take your lady and watch her have sex with three guys, that's the place to go.
Damn.
And it's funny, man. I saw a judge there. He asked me, is that your girlfriend? I said, it's your honor. You hack!
And what happened, dog?
Nothing happened to me. I was scared straight. No, man, you don't understand. Like, we get there, we look to the side, and there's a jacuzzi. And this is like four. Like, man, back then, man, to me, 35 was kind of old, bro.
Over the hill, eh?
But now you're a youngster.
Times change.
Ay, mija, you're so young. You're 35. You have your whole life ahead of you. Your kids already grown up. Come on. But, you know, there was like this 39-year-old white lady. I mean, you know, she was white, you know. And she was having sex with three truck drivers, bro.
Damn, just straight piping her?
I knew they were truck drivers, but they were still wearing a truck driver hat. They were wearing that Caterpillar. The fool was behind her like this. Woo-hoo! But, dude, like, there were four people in a jacuzzi, And she was like having oral sex with somebody, and someone was behind her. And dude, I felt like I was being molested watching. Like, I felt asco, bro. Like,
you felt violated.
Like,
huh?
I can't believe I'm gonna join them.
Tag me in, eh?
Dude, it was bad, bro. Like, her nipples were so wrinkled, bro. They look like saladitos. Like, you need a lemon to suck them, bro.
Give me a little shot.
She was old, bro. When she opened her leg, it sounded like an old door opening. Like, and then bats came out, bro. Chupacabra came out. Hello, my baby. Well, that's going on, bro. Like, full-on sex. Hardcore sex. And me and my friend just watching it with our eyes open. Big old baba, saliva hanging out. And like me, man, I'm Catholic, bro. The whole time I'm thinking about, the whole time I'm watching it, I'm going, wow, man, she's somebody's mom, bro. Like, she shouldn't be here right here playing hot dog with these guys. Like, she should be somewhere baking cookies, man. Not being here, old Susia right here. I felt bad for her, bro.
Damn, dude.
I felt bad for those men, too.
Why, fool?
Because they're supposed to be at work, bro. But then I go to the right. I guess all that sex made me hungry, man.
Why, fool?
I look to the right of me, and they had a full-on buffet.
Damn.
Like nacho cheese.
And chicken wings?
Chicken wings.
Damn.
Cheese nips. So, man, and then the lady that was in charge, you know, usually they go to a buffet, there's usually somebody like a chef or somebody there in control of the whole situation. There was just a fat lady with a chef hat, bro.
Making omelets?
And she was wearing a camisole. And, like, and you could see her, like, her legs, you know. Her legs were rubbing together, you know. I like that. I don't know about you guys, man. That turns me on. When I see a beautiful hot woman and her legs are rubbing together, it's like a little door to happiness, bro.
See a little smoke in there?
And she just separates them and, qué dolor.
Damn, dog.
Yeah, so I'm over there and a lady walks up to me, would you like some food? He goes, I could get it myself, man. He goes, you want some chicken wings? I said, nah, man, I'm good. I don't trust these fucking wings in this place. I don't trust no food by someone that's serving it naked, man. Like, you want extra cheese? Yeah. You want me to stir it? No, I'll stir it myself, man. Stand back. So I go back to the orgy, bro.
Had to get a second look, dog.
I'm watching it like I'm watching TV, just eating cheese nibs, bro. And my fingers are all cheesy, bro. I felt like Chris Fonseca. Ooh. Just the other day. My penis was orange.
Little Cheeto fingers?
Yeah, man. But then you go to another room. There's like levels of places here. Like the jacuzzi was one sex. And there was another black dude making love to somebody, but he didn't let nobody in and shit. But he let us watch. So we're like, I gave him a full knee, bro. I gave him a little knee for not letting me join.
Give that fool a salute.
What's up, everybody? How you guys doing today?
Huh?
Man, people don't know how Phoenix is, bro. And all these Tempe, Gonzales, all these crazy little towns over here, bro. People would like to fucking party out here.
Oh, hell yeah. You guys get down, huh?
People like to fucking party over here, man. Like, they'll fucking start off partying in a quinceañera and start doing blow the next day in someone's garage, bro.
End up in an Indian reservation, huh?
Yeah, bro. That's funny you mentioned that because that's how I started off partying one night. I started off partying with Gabriel Iglesias at this old club called Rascals. And then I lost them. And I went to this other place, right? I went to my hotel room, and I met some crazy guy named Caesar from the projects. You know him? Órale!
You also finished
that
the party.
That fool, like, was the kind of, like, you know, like, you meet people, like, you're trying to get away from.
The devil.
No matter what you say, they have an answer for you. Like, I try to tell this guy, bro, we got to go tomorrow, bro. We got to go buy pets. Bro, my homie owns a zoo.
You need a kangaroo dog?
Fool, anything, bro. Ah, bro, I got to get up early tomorrow and go to radio, bro. My homie works at radio, dog. Everything. I couldn't leave this guy, right? And like, we're doing so much. And it's funny, man. Like, we're doing so much blow, dog. Like, so much coke.
Spoonfuls?
Spoonfuls, bro. Like, everywhere I look, I don't know how it happened, man, but I was like.
Fucking jaws going on.
I was talking like this, bro.
It's zombied out, eh?
Then somebody said, who wants to eat? I went like, not me. I need some water for my nose.
Clear out the nostrils, dog.
Dude, we're doing so much blow, and some chick, she's doing a lot of blow too, but she's coming up, she's like one of those chicks, like, she don't know what to do, you know, she has no social skills. Her way of fucking acting all coked out was walking up and down the stairs all day, you know? And I kept looking at her. This bitch walking up on the stairs all night? I go, what is she looking for? I don't know, bro. My lady tripped out.
Working on those
cats. Every time she gets coked out, bro, she goes up and down the stairs, bro. At least she could at least take these clothes up the stairs and shit. Take this broom upstairs, eh? Clean this shitty-ass house. So the guy that sees his homie was all buzz, and he was trying to have sex with her, right? And I remember somebody gave me a Viagra in San Francisco, and I was saving it for a rainy day. And that chick wanted to kick everyone out of the house, dog. So I gave it to the owner of the house, bro. Listen, bro, here's a Viagra. Take the fucking staircase chick upstairs, bro. Take her upstairs and leave her up there, bro. Think about it, man. I could have killed this guy. He has been doing blow for 2 nights straight. And now he gets a Viagra. His nose stiffened up. He goes up there, bro. Within 10, 15 minutes, that girl comes downstairs and starts cooking and cleaning, dog.
That's all she needed, dog.
That bitch was talking about, who wants to help me make tamales, eh? It was watching. It was funny watching her make pancakes all tweaked out. And hey, who wants pancakes? That shit was on fire. She was going fast, bro. That shit turned into pudding.
Oh, dude.
Dude, that was crazy night, man. And we had to leave, but no cab will go to that neighborhood.
How'd you get out, fool?
Fool, they called one of those Indio cabs. It was like a gypsy cab or a paisa cab, un taxista. When me and Martin Moreno got in the car, I asked the guy, hey, bro, you don't have one of those readers? You know, the one that says how much money it's going to cost? Pa que, cabrón, dos cas money? Yo sé, cabrón, cuánto cuesta? That fool's taking an eyeball it. Like, he knows how far everything is. See, I don't trust someone like that, man. You buy weed from somebody that don't have a fucking scale. That fool just going like this. Yeah, it's like, yeah.
It looks like an eighth.
That's about an eighth, bro. You go home, it's 2 grams.
Oh, can't trust that shit, though.
And you can't buy weed from your homie's mom no more. So his cab had no fucking reader, had fucking nothing, bro. And then he told her, I want to get an income on this. Where you guys want to go? I said, man, we're trying to buy more beer, but it's like 3:30 in the morning. No te preocupes, cabrón. Yo sé dónde. Then I asked him, he goes, don't worry about it. I know a place where you could buy beer right now. And he took us to this deserted place somewhere that just had a wall, and they had like 10 cars parked. A drive-through, bro. Here in Phoenix, they were selling alcohol and drugs.
Damn.
Like, I told the bike, give me a six-pack. ¿Cuánto? 20 bucks. You can't even argue no more. Yeah, give it to me. Right? 20 bucks for a six-pack, bro. I bought one.
You got to keep that party going.
And though. I was trying to make a deal with him. $12 por dos. He said, chale, cabrón. So I got kicked out of my hotel room at the Ritz-Carlton. So now I'm in the bad side of Phoenix, which is the good side of Phoenix now. Times have changed.
No,
huh? I was at the Motel 6 on Indian School Road.
It was hardcore?
It was hardcore, bro. That Motel 6 had a basketball court. You could play the manager for an extra room. Fool. There was a guy arguing with his girlfriend the whole night. And the whole time, it was not his girlfriend. It was a pimp. And I remember thinking to myself, I was going to yell at him, listen, man, you need to slap this bitch. Unless you're a pimp. Kill her. That's just for the podcast, not in real life. What's up, everybody? You guys having a good time?
What's happening?
This is our producer of the show, Lisa Esparza.
Give her a round of applause.
Bring her up now. All right. Give her shout-outs. Give her shout-outs, bro. Shout-out to the homies right here.
What's happening,
Dodger
man?
Fans
wearing
right
that Dodger jersey. So shout-outs to Daniel and Carrie Infante, who can't be here tonight, but it's their anniversary, so happy anniversary to them. Edgar and Brittany are here tonight. Shout-out to you guys, man. Where are you guys at? Edgar and Brittany. Peter Tuwe. Happy birthday,
happy
dog.
Happy birthday, bro. We got you a stripper, dog. Hold on.
Man. I'm right here.
I know how you like them hairy, dog. I style, bro. It's sweaty, it's salty, it's ready.
Upcoming shows, too?
Huh?
Upcoming shows, too?
Yeah, upcoming shows.
And also upcoming shows.
I'm not like that no more.
You left that fool all caliente back there, dog.
No. Okay. All right, people, ladies and gentlemen, we have our first guest. We've been trying to get this guest for a long time, and she also has her own podcast. She's a host of Date Fails Podcast, and she also hosted the AVN Awards, which for most of you guys is the Porno Awards.
In 2016.
A big hand for Katie Quigley.
Let her hear it.
Let her hear it.
What up? Hey, guys, what's up? Hi.
What's up, fool?
How you doing, Kate?
A lot of our guests, right? A lot of our fans here, they were expecting you to show up in a bikini, but now they're sad.
I'm so sorry. I thought about it. I actually thought about it. I said I would do it if Felipe did it, so.
Hey, man. Like a good trade.
I think you've seen enough fat ladies in your life, eh?
Aw.
What did she say?
Just go with it. Go with it. Go with it.
What's up, everybody? So tell us, man, where you from? I don't even know you. I know you well.
I know. Isn't it weird?
Like, you know, it's funny, man. When I had George Perez, he told me about you. But I already knew about you. But then Joe Diaz said, you got to have her on the podcast. She's fucking crazy.
I know. That's because whenever I do Joey's podcast, I eat edibles and do things that I would never do. Like, one time I showed up and he's like, I got acid for you. And I was like, I've never done acid. And then I did acid on his podcast. And then I told a story about shitting my pants.
Tell us.
This is so embarrassing. I told this story. All right. So I was playing Ventura Harbor Club, which is a comedy club in Ventura. In
Randy sucks.
Right there by the beach, huh?
We love that place. So I'm like, I'm doing 45 minutes. I'm headlining, and I've been taking this medication. Well, it's not really medication. It's like an herbal supplement for my anxiety. I get anxiety, right? So my friend,
Xanax.
Yeah, it's like it's like Xanax for people with no health insurance, basically. It's called, by the way, it's called Natural Calm. If anyone here has anxiety and you need it, just be careful, okay? Because when I tell you this story, you'll be like, oh, fuck, I'm never touching that shit. So it's powder, and you put it in your drink, and it's basically, it's magnesium citrate. So it's like what they give you when you go to get a colonoscopy. But if you just put a little of it in your water, it's supposed to calm you down. I don't know why. gets the toxins out or something. I don't know. So I was really anxious that day. So I was talking to my girlfriend, and she was like, well, did you take the calming powder? And I was like, you know, I forgot to take it the last couple of days. I'll take some extra. Exactly.
Two scoops.
So I put like five scoops in a bottle of water, and I shook it up, and I chugged the whole thing on the way to Ventura. And then I got there, and then I was like, man, I feel so calm. I felt so great, and I'm chilling out, and I almost felt too great. So right before I went on stage, I decided to grab a coffee.
Damn.
I know.
That's like you have diarrhea and you eat cheese.
Cleaning up the pipes.
Exactly. So I drink a coffee, and the guy up before me is literally like about to come off stage, and I start to feel that rumble. Like, you know that feeling?
Hershey squirts.
Yeah. And you know when it starts to hurt? Like, all the girls here know what I'm talking about. When it starts to hurt so bad that you like can barely walk, you're like waddling because you're scared. And then I didn't know what to do because the host went on and he was about to bring me up. But I was like, if I go on stage right now, I think I'm going to shit my pants. So I'm like waddling to the bathroom. I said to the manager, like, stall the host. And I like went to the bathroom. And as I'm getting to the bathroom, it starts. I know. I'm sorry. If you're eating, by the way, I apologize. I hope you didn't get the nachos.
Mexican, we call it chorro iris.
Perfect. So here's the worst part. So I get in the bathroom, only a little bit had come out, but then I pull down my pants, I sit to like, you know, get it out real quick. But the problem was I didn't realize I had on like a long shirt in the back, kind of like how I have this. I know, and it was white. So now my white shirt dips in the toilet. So I'm trying really fast. Like I stand up, I'm trying to wash my shirt in the sink. I've got like shit in my pants. I have like a minute to get on stage. So I cleaned up as best I could, and then I went up there, and like the whole show, I just knew they could smell it. You know what I mean? But what are you gonna do, you know?
Wow.
Smell like a little baby diaper, huh?
It's tough to be a woman, I guess.
It ain't easy.
You gotta be pretty, and they smell like shit.
It was rough, man. But like,
how'd you get through it though?
Well, I did. I sat on the stool a lot during that set.
You smashed it.
I did. I know. I did the whole show. And then the worst part was it was Halloween. So afterwards, I had to stay and judge a costume contest. Like, I couldn't leave. I tucked my shirt in the back so like they wouldn't know. But like, here's the problem. Here's why I'm going to be single forever. Because I go on podcasts.
Not with this crowd, eh? That guy's getting
someone
turned
at this
on
table,
over there.
Right.
Those are my favorite
mija,
girls.
I got toilet paper here, mija. I'll get you some Depends.
Oh, my God. So I go on. Shit doesn't matter. Marry me, sir. That's great. Shit doesn't matter. So I tell this whole story, because you forget when you're doing a podcast that there's like a lot more people listening than are here. So I'm like, nobody here cares. But then you forget about all the listeners. So I told this story on Joey Diaz, and then I was on a date. Like, I was on a date like a couple months ago, and it was going great. And then the server was like, oh my God, Kate, I love you on Joey Diaz. That story you told about shitting your pants was so funny. And then I didn't know what to do, so I pretended I didn't know what he was talking about, you know? I was like, I think you have me confused with someone. And he was like, no, that story about when you took too much anxiety medication at the comedy club. And then the guy I was out with was like, it's no big deal. Well, tell me the story. So then I told him the story, and then I never heard from him again. So
he was out.
But it's fine. You know, it's a labor of love.
Well, you ever shit on your pants, Rodrigo?
Yeah, one time when I was working, man, I was on the freeway, man, and I couldn't hold it, man. And I was wearing like a little onesie because I do pest control. And I had the whole little
jumpsuit on, like Jason.
Yeah, man, I had that little loaf in there. It's all hot. So I go to Starbucks restrooms because those are the cleanest restrooms, and they always have toilet paper and all that hot water. I clean myself up, little bird bath. I came out of there shining, and I threw away the underwear. Shit, I freeballed it for the rest of the night.
Thank God.
Did you throw your underwear?
No.
You stole it off the, you stole it for merch.
I stole them. Yeah.
Let me spell it.
You know what's hilarious? I actually, as a joke, like a week ago, I don't know why I did this. I have a lot of free time. I posted on Craigslist an ad that said, selling worn panties. But then in the description, I wrote, pooped in only. I didn't say who I was or anything. And I got like 17 emails from people on Craigslist. That
all
were
Japanese,
like,
huh?
Yeah.
Is this okay, Quigley?
But no one knew. No one knew it was me. But then I once I started getting all the messages, and I put $50, and I started thinking, like, this is a good gig. Like, if I could sell 17 pooped in panties, but I didn't want to do it. So I started messaging, like, all the comics I know, like Joey and Sam Tripoli. And I was like, hey, would you guys shit in some underwear for me if I give you my... And they all said no. I offered them 50%. They said no.
Wow, man, I could have made a living off that thing.
Crazy then, fetish.
I bet you start if you start selling like shitty underwear, people start asking, I like mine with corn. Can you get one with corn?
I think so.
I like mine with watermelon seeds. Anybody? I like mine with a little bloody mouse. Oh, my God, the nastiest shit I ever seen. I'm in San Diego. I just checked into the fucking hotel. I'm at the hotel lobby restroom, which should be the cleanest restroom in the whole hotel. I walk in there. As soon as I walk in there, I see a cotton ball with a long string and blood. And I'm a man. I don't know what that shit is. I'm like, who's playing with Kool-Aid? Like, who left this tea bag here, cocksucker?
The little sample, dog.
And I was like, wait a minute, man. That was nasty.
How old were you?
That was last week.
Scarred for life.
I was asking my wife, do you do that? No, you know, funny, man, when all these stuff like... female products like Kotex, tampons, the wings, and all that. My mom, she has a horrible name for tampons. No, for the Kotex. She goes, what does your mom call them? She calls them caballos. She calls them horseback.
Horseback?
The tampons, she calls them horses.
You mean the pad?
The
pads. Mean the pads.
The pads.
It does kind of look like a saddle.
She calls them caballos. Can you hop on them?
What the fuck are you doing in your free time? It's like you're hopping on pads. Oh, people are freaks, man.
So where are you originally from?
I'm from Ohio.
Ohio, what part?
I grew up in Canton, Ohio.
Have
you heard of it?
My wife has. She's from Dayton, Ohio.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't know that. Yeah, I grew up in Canton.
She's over there, blonde hair, blue eyes.
Your paisan.
It's a hot wife. You have a hot wife?
My wife, my mom saw her. She said, I guess you made it. I'm behind her going, who's your gardener? I told her, talk dirty to me. She said, build a wall. So I deported her.
Oh, God.
You whistle at that?
No.
Come on.
No, I grew up in a really, like... It's like fucking bird calling in here all of a sudden. Or at the avian.
We're going to send out a raven, huh?
Sometimes you don't know if Mexicans are calling you or it's a sci-fi movie starting.
Alfred Hitchcock.
I feel like I'm going to miss catcalling. I feel like now with all the like sexual harassment stuff going on.
You got sexually harassed by Harvey Weinstein?
This fool.
Can I be honest? I'm a little offended that I feel like the only woman in Hollywood who was not harassed. You know what I mean? Like, I was saying that earlier backstage. I was like, I'm a little bummed. Like, I'm glad sexual harassment, it seems to be out there now, and it's kind of ending. But then part of me is like, I fucked up. Because
you missed the wave?
It's too late for me now. Like, I can't. I've only fucked, like, the bottom rung of Hollywood. You know what I mean?
The bottom fetus.
Like,
you're sleeping your way to the bottom.
Yeah, literally. Like, guys, an In-N-Out burger. Although that's free burgers.
How you guys doing today? Could we get you guys anything? Like a watch or something?
A watch?
Struggling out late, huh?
What time the show starts? 7 o'clock or I'll take a shower at 8.
I like your people because they laugh at everything. Like you guys are like a perfect comedy crowd.
Yeah, man.
They don't know what's going on.
They're all drunk. I love it.
He goes, I never seen a comedy show with three people at the same time.
Crazy hot dog. No.
It's like all getting so PC now. And then it's like so refreshing when you have an audience. It's just like, oh, I get it.
So you've never been harassed?
Oh, of course. Yeah, I've been harassed. You know,
but for like a Hollywood job or just like a Whataburger? That sucks, huh? Like everybody's getting harassed, sexually harassed. It's in a fucking movie. You're trying to come out and tell people, yeah, I was harassed by the manager at Whataburger.
I was harassed
by
a manager at a Chipotle.
A Chipotle, yeah. What did he walk
up to? It was in Hollywood. He asked me to give him a hand job with the nacho tongs.
What?
No, I made that up. That's not real. Who the fuck would do that? That's
but
not real.
But you know what? Everybody's going, really?
I know everyone here is like, really? Which Chipotle? I'm not going.
We're Mexican. We're thinking about, man. She better use the same tongue they use for the pan dulce, man.
I was so broke in Hollywood at the time. I was like, free guacamole, I'll take it. And I did it. Everyone else in LA is getting like Oscars. I'm like, I just want nachos. That's it. No, of course, like everyone gets sexually harassed in Hollywood a little bit. But I always was like that person that was like, I have too much integrity to fuck my way to the top, you know? So I would date guys that I could fuck who would probably help me. and then,
one
you know,
step ahead of the game.
I swear to God. I would turn them down.
Keeping it real.
I would be like this. I would be like, I don't want your help because I don't want everyone to think that's why I'm fucking you. I just like you. You know, and then they'd end up being douchebags who would like cheat on me and we'd break up and I'd be like, why didn't I fucking use that motherfucker for everything?
I know, right?
Now I'm angry. I'm like, I would watch him jerk off in a plant all day for an Oscar. I don't.
You feel like hiring somebody, bro? Yeah, man. What if hiring could be easier? More streamlined and less time consuming. So even when you're busy, you can still be smart about the way you hire. With ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards with just one click. So you can rest easy knowing your job is being seen by the right candidates. ZipRecruiter puts its smart matching technology to work actively, notifying qualified candidates about your job within minutes of posting, so you receive the best possible matches. That's why ZipRecruiter is different. Unlike other hiring sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on the right candidates finding you. It finds them. It knows how to find them. It separates the good from the whack. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter.com/fool and try it right now for free. Just try it. ZipRecruiter.com/fool. Try it for free. You're a listener. You deserve it. Come on. Yep. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
You're very attractive, though. I don't understand why a man would cheat on you. But most men don't even care how beautiful their woman is.
Everybody cheats eventually.
Like, for real, man.
I used to think that wasn't true, but I think it's true now.
Yeah?
Really?
I don't know. What about you guys?
I don't think so. I think if you're out there doing that shit and that's what you're about, you cheat. But I don't think everybody cheats.
I don't think women cheat.
That's revenge.
Okay, you cheat, lady over there, right?
God damn, man.
I'm cheating right now. I never go out with him on Saturday. This is my Friday. This is my Thursday, dude.
I don't know. I think I'm getting jaded, though, honestly, because I think I've been dating in L.A. too long. I need to move to, like, where, like, the good guys are, like Denver. I don't know why. Where are they? Like, where guys chop trees still.
You want a good, hardworking man? Go to Yuma. Those guys work hard. Come home, they get married right after high school.
Stay loyal.
I like that. That or jail. I feel like jail is a good place to find one because they can't really cheat very easily.
Right.
You know, and they'll write you letters.
Actually,
I like a lot of attention.
I've been locked up and people who are locked up could cheat on you too. They start writing somebody out.
Love that idea of getting letters in the mail from a prisoner. You know, there's a dating website for that. It's called Meet a Prisoner. For anyone here that's... I love this girl goes, yep.
That's where I met my man.
I love that you knew that.
What's it called? That
it's called Meet a Prisoner, but here's the most fucked up part, because I have a dating podcast, so I actually joined these just for, like, research, you know? Research.
Little trial run, huh?
Right? But the funny thing is the Meet a Prisoner site, like, they only let you on for free for, like, the first 2 weeks, and then they're trying to charge me, and I'm like, me? Like, I don't think the girls should have to pay to be talking to prisoners. Like, they should have to pay me.
I know, man. You gotta send you a couple of chips or something.
Put some money on the books.
Something.
And how about, like, Ohio? Did you date over there?
I was married. So my deal is, I got married when I was 19. This is why I'm so bad at dating.
You are. That's right.
Okay, all these guys are like.
I saw a video of you. You were married young. I saw a video of you, and you had to learn how to do laundry.
No, you're
right. I
saw
you in a video. You were like struggling at the laundromat. You didn't know what to do.
Oh, yeah.
That struggle.
I periscoped. It was my first. I mean, this is going to make me sound like a spoiled brat, but like when I was growing up, we all had different chores. So like laundry was my brother's chore. So I never learned to do laundry. I had like other chores. And then I married a guy who was like, I mean, he was great, but he just loved domestic activities. Like I was like the man. He loved to cook and do laundry and all that shit. So he would do all the laundry. So when we split up, I was married from 19 to 31.
Damn.
Thank you.
They took her young.
I know.
No kids.
No kids. No, I can't
okay,
have.
Okay, that guy was a Mexican.
I know, right?
Yeah, Mexican got you pregnant from across the street.
They'll send you a little email, huh?
I know.
A little text.
My mom wants me to have kids. I literally like watered a plant with vodka last week and it died. So I'm like, I don't think kids are in my near future. But
you gotta wait for the plant to turn into a watermelon first.
A little watermelon.
I like
martini.
That logic. I like that logic. Yeah, but so I'm bad. I'm so bad at dating just because like I think everything now, I have arrested development about it because I never really did it. So I'm making all the mistakes you're supposed to make when you're like 21. I'm making them now in my 30s. So all my friends are like, Kate, you're like way behind. So I'm catching up. I just finally, like, I love assholes. Like, I'm just getting through my asshole phase. You know you're supposed to grow out of that? I know. You said I never do. I feel like you and I should be a couple, sweetheart. I feel like we should. I'm like 3 dicks away from going lesbian if you just want to make this.
You think women love bad guys, or that's just how it happens? They don't search out. Hey, I'm looking for a guy that wants to beat me up every once in a while.
They just become that, right? Slowly.
You high five domestic violence.
Not domestic violence. Just beat up. Just women want a guy that'll like sing to them and write them songs and be like a poet in real life, but then in bed like choke them and like beat the shit out of them. That's my.
Just don't leave no marks on me.
Am I right?
That girl said, "Hell no, not me. I want to make love to me. Kiss my toes."
That's it. I feel like that. Women want guys to leave the respect. Like the respect should be all. It's just like guys want like a lady in the streets and a freak in the sheets. Like we want that too. We want a guy to be a freak in the sheets.
That's what's up right there.
But the problem is most of those...
It don't sound right. I want a gentleman in the streets and a guy who cheats.
In the sheets?
We don't want him to cheat. We don't want him to cheat. But yeah, I think every girl...
Do you think women really like it rough? Like that? Like slap me, pull my hair, punch me, let my friends join in?
I'm uncomfortable speaking for all the women.
What
I only
like?
Know what I like.
Look at her face. She's like...
I just know that, you know, there's a...
Look at this fool. Tell me.
Look how I'm, like, blushing. Now I'm getting nervous because I can see the people. Yeah, that's I think girls like that shit. We like guys to be rough in bed, I think, right? Like, girls like it a little rough.
But see, depends what kind of rough. Because I used to live in a single studio.
We don't want to sleep
really
on your
rough
floor.
In it, man.
No, we don't want to sleep on your floor.
Like women don't like having sex and getting rug burns.
Get them some knee pads.
That's rough.
That's true. I had a guy. I went home with a guy like when I was first single after my marriage. I had never had a one night stand ever.
Don't be lying.
No, I'm such a late bloomer because I was married. So, my ex-husband, I was a virgin when I married him. So I never had.
We can't relate.
Little house on the prairie over here.
Muy santita la mentirosa.
I know. So, like, I never had a one-night stand, right? So I will never forget. I was at the Comedy Store one night after I got divorced, and this other comic, Jody Miller, this girl, she's hilarious. She's like Kate.
From Houston.
No, she's from New York originally. New York. But she's like, Kate, you got to have a one-night stand. You have to. You can't go through your life without a one-night stand. So we need to do this. So I'm like, well, how am I going to just, I'm just going to pick a guy out? That's so foreign to me. She's like, yeah, that's what we're going to do. So we went to Saddle Ranch, which is this bar in L.A. where people like, you know it. Okay, you know it. So we go to Saddle Ranch. We get drunk. We like ride the bulls. I meet some guy. He's like 19, 20. I don't even know how he was at Saddle Ranch. He was a college lacrosse player. And I went, I got
Duke.
And I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm like psyching myself up. I'm like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. He takes me back to his apartment and he has an air mattress on the floor.
Like a player should.
Fuck.
And I'm like, but then I'm like, I'm here. You know what I mean? I have to, because I can't.
You say, what'd you say? I have pens in my pocket.
Well, that's the thing.
Do you have a pump?
That's the thing. So then, like, he gets on the air mattress, and then I get on it, and the whole thing, like, sinks. Like, there's not enough air in it. It's like my butt's, like, on the ground. And then he was like, sorry, I don't have two people on here very often. I was like, that's good at least. I know he's not hooking up a lot. So, but then you know what happened? I didn't have sex with him because he didn't have any condoms. Yeah, so
me,
he
brought... personally, I would have cut that mattress and made a condom, man. Fuck yeah, man. Hell yeah, you would have smelled burning rubber the whole night.
Give me some saran wrap.
Dude, I had a guy on my podcast, Jim Florentine, told a story about when he lost his virginity. He didn't have a condom on him, so he actually used saran wrap. He literally used saran wrap. I was like, how the fuck? I don't think that's effective, by the way.
102 uses.
102.
I heard that if you go down on a woman and you don't really trust her, you could just put saran wrap on it and then lick around the plastic. That's what you call a fruit roll-up.
Oh! That's a keeper. That's a keeper.
So that must have been like bad. Like, I know that but men don't give a fuck. He's like, I got this blonde chick. I said, I'm lucky I blew the mattress before I went out.
I'm lucky I blew it up. You mean put air in.
Imagine he would have got there and goes, can you help me, Katie, please? Like, before you blow me, can you blow this surface?
Yeah.
Pre-game it.
Pre-game it, eh?
Right?
Give me a minute.
This is why I never have random sex, because it's always like that. It's never, I feel like I don't know who these people are that have like these hot, random like nights of sex.
Dude,
I never have them.
You didn't know. Like the first night I met my wife, we had sex on the first night. First night. And she was a soldier. I knew she liked me because my feet stunk. They fucking stunk. I wasn't ready to get laid that night. And I remember going, fuck it. How long is she gonna be down there, eh? Because I can smell it up here. She's probably going like that. Oh, and I left my socks on, too. They were black.
They were black.
It was marinating.
Like a bad porno. Have your sneakers on and shit.
It was one of those. What was the porno we watched?
With a dirty debutante?
Ed Powers.
What?
Ed Powers debutante porno?
Porno? I like that you guys watch that together. That's sexy.
Hey, we were researching.
Romance.
Wow, man. So you've been partying a lot? You're a party animal?
I party a little.
Yeah?
I'm trying to quit. I mean, I'm trying to slow it down.
You're in the wrong city.
I know. Oh, no, I'm not quitting this weekend. This is going to be a party weekend for sure. Yeah.
Right here in Phoenix, people party hard here, man. People give you a handshake with an eight ball.
You guys are wild here. It's true.
Right here in Arizona, like when Joe Diaz says, Joey Coco Diaz. If you do coke, make sure it's in Arizona.
By the time it makes it to Ohio, it's been stepped on 7 times. Whatever you do, don't drink a Sprite.
That's so funny. I had a friend, I was here not too long ago playing a club, and I had a buddy coming out from LA to do guest sets for me. And I didn't know he was bringing Coke with him. He was driving out here with it. And so he told me, and I was like, dude, you don't want to bring that here.
You because drug me, huh?
We got stopped. We got stopped at the border of California and Arizona, and they were doing random drug checks, which I had never even seen before. So I told my friend.
Welcome to my world, eh?
Like, that's every red light for me. So this dude, so I text him. I'm like, don't bring any drugs. If you have it, get rid of it. So he did it all. He had like half a gram, and he did it all. And then he showed up, and he was talking so fast, the audience couldn't even understand one thing that he said. I've never seen. And then he got angry, and he started yelling at the audience. And then he finally said, I'm sorry, I did all my blow on the way here, and I'm just fucked up. Like, he didn't. Like, at least he owned it.
Half a gram, that's for starters, though.
Appetizer, huh?
I mean, half a gram, don't even. Half a gram, don't even get me like this. I saw Joe Diaz one time at El Compadre.
Oh, God.
That fool did a whole 20 bag right there by himself.
Nuh-uh.
And then went to go order a burrito. Give him some Joey Diaz, bro.
Stuck that little fucking straw in there and voila, it disappeared.
Give him some Tony Soprano, bro. Tony Soprano.
Tony Soprano here live. How we doing there, Phoenix? We doing all right or what? Make some fucking noise. Looking good.
So you hosted the UVN Awards? AVN?
Oh, the AVN Awards. I did. That was crazy. Have any of you guys been to the AVN Awards at all?
They watch it on TV.
Oh, my God.
It's a porno award for best blowjob.
Gang
best
bang.
Swallower.
It's really weird. It's so
best
weird.
Best masturbator, bro.
Oh, that's how I know him.
He gets it doggy style.
It is the weirdest shit. Have you been to it?
I never been to it.
Dude.
I want to go, but.
I never been to the porno awards. I watched an X video. World famous.
Dude, so I did a show, and a guy came up to me and just said, like, we want you to host the AVN Awards. I honestly did not know what it was. I really didn't. And then I Googled it, and I saw it was, like, the porn award. It's basically the porn Oscars, but here's the thing. I'm not kidding. The porn actors take this as seriously as, like, real actors take the Academy Awards. Like, no joke. They wear ball gowns. They invite their parents. There was
no
this,
way yes, my mom was going to be there.
I swear to God. And they do. They give, like, there was a couple. They won an award for best anal sex in a motion picture. And they were a married couple. And they came on stage and they cried because they said it was, like, their first scene together. And they were so touched. They won. And their parents were there giving them a standing ovation in the audience. Like, it was so
weird. I always knew you were a whore, mija.
Exactly.
Yo te dije, eres puta, cabrona.
You can do it.
It was so crazy. So
that's crazy that their parents show up.
It's nuts. The whole thing is so bizarre.
So, Katie, they cry when they win the award?
A lot of them cry. And a lot of them, I'm probably going to get in trouble for saying this, but a lot of them also can't read very well. Because, like, there's a gigantic teleprompter, like, the size of the back of this room, and, like, half the people presenting awards could not.
They couldn't read?
Could not read the. They but read it's fine. Inches. They're nice. They're really nice. They're all nice. Very nice.
They don't read. They measure.
I'll tell you my story about I hooked up with one of the
porn star
the
girls.
The porn guys.
Oh, the guys?
The girls. I'm only going to tell this story because it's such a rock bottom moment that it will inspire your life.
He had a futon. And you have to put it together. He had a fucking cot.
It was from. It was IKEA. no, like, this is real. I was in such a rut. I really do want to, like, I want to meet somebody. I really do. And I was in such a rut. I kept dating, like, jerks. And then this guy asked me out, and he was a porn actor. And in my head, I was like, I don't know if I can date a porn star. You know, that's really what I thought. So I took his info and we kind of stayed in touch and I went back to LA. But then I researched his work, you know? And like his work is really impressive, his on film work. Although I did find out he teaches CrossFit on the side, which to me is more disgusting than fucking on camera. That's.
How big is his penis is what the women want to know.
It was fine. It was like a medium size. It was just average.
So it's just like mine then, all right. Eh? I'm average, medium size.
But here's the thing. I wasn't going to hook up with him. I really was going to date him because we started talking and I thought he seemed really, really nice. And I was like, maybe, you know, porn is just part of his life, but maybe he's a nice guy.
A little phase.
You know, so he asked if he could take me out. So I was like, okay, you know what? Why not? So he's coming over to pick me up. And then he called me like 5 minutes from my apartment and asked if he could come in and take a shower because he just got off work. Wait, it gets better. So then he comes into my apartment. I say, okay. He comes into my apartment. He takes a shower. And then he comes out of the bathroom. I'm waiting for him in the living room, just butt naked, does not put clothes on. And then I was like, hey, did you want to go get food? Are you hungry? And he goes, I am hungry. I would like to eat your ass. That's a direct quote. And I was like, that's not really on the menu. I was. But then here's what really happened. I didn't know what to do. Because in my mind, I'm like, okay, he definitely is not trying to date me. Like, that's clear at this point. But then part of me was like, I was married for so long and I haven't had that many hookups. And this could be like my one wild sex story that I tell to like everyone, like my kids and my grandkids and like the cashier at Ralph's, like whoever. Well, listen, and then I've seen his work, and he's kind of like the Michael Jordan of, like if Michael Jordan wants to play basketball with you, you're not like, go home, Michael. You're like, okay, let's shoot hoops. You know what I mean?
Me a little jumper.
So I was like, fuck it. I'm going to do it. So thank you. Thank you. So I decided to do it, okay? So we hook up, which, by the way, it wasn't that good. It really wasn't. It felt like he was acting like he was on camera the whole time, like he was playing to the camera. And he timed it. He looked at his watch. He's like, we've done it for 18 minutes now. Like, it was so weird. But here's the thing. Like, at one point during it, he goes, you know, it would be really hot if you let me come in your face. Listen to the guys.
He fucked up what? By asking.
Right?
Fucking bank shot.
You don't ask.
You don't ask.
You don't ask that shit. But asking sounds nasty. Just
right?
Do it.
Yes. Plus, I just put on makeup. I was like, no, I don't want makeup running. But I didn't want to say no because I didn't want to seem like a prude, you know? And I was like, what if he tells the other porn people? So I said, okay. So he starts. So I close my eyes, which, by the way, you should close your eyes, girls, if this. Okay. Close your eyes. Because I close my eyes. And then halfway through, he goes, hey, look at me. Like fucking
mortal. Look at me, puppet.
Yeah.
Mind your little pirate.
It was like Mortal Kombat shit. Like, ah!
Give me some chonch.
Right? So wow, I did it. Really? So I opened my eyes, and then you know what happens. And by the way, just a public service announcement to the men, that shit does not belong in an eyeball. It's very painful. It's highly acidic. It swims around in there. It's not good. It's not good for your eye.
Eyelash.
It's really bad for your eye.
So that's bad.
So that happened. But then the thing is, I didn't want to seem like it was that big of a deal, but it really, really hurt.
You couldn't see on the way home.
Well, it was my house, but then you know what happened? Afterwards, he said, are you hungry? Let's go get dinner. And then I was like, oh, maybe porn stars just date backwards, and that's their thing. I'm still in my mind. I'm such a girl. I'm like romanticizing this. Like, this could still be love somehow. So then I said we could go to dinner. And then you know where he took me? To
where?
Chipotle.
Oh,
no, it gets better. And then when we get to the front of the line, he's like, hey, I'm a little tight on cash. You think you could get these?
I said tight on cash.
So I paid. So basically I paid a porn star to come in my eye with a burrito.
You catered your own little porn scene, huh?
It was so bad. And then my eyes started to swell shut at Chipotle, like legitimately swell shut.
You were like, there's something about Mary there, huh? With an eyelash.
It was so, the whole thing was so bad. And then he was like, what's wrong with your eyes? Something gross is going on with your eye. And I was like, you tried to impregnate it. Yeah. It's having a miscarriage, basically, at Chipotle. So we're still together. Oh. I'm just kidding.
Oh, damn. Fairy tale here, huh?
I like how half the room believed that. Half the room was like, that makes sense.
Wow, man. When he came, though, did he get up close? How far was he? Because me, if I have to come on somebody's face, I got to get really close now. Like, I can't reach it no more. Like, I got to come in my hand and throw it at you.
You're like a monkey. You're like a fucking monkey.
I make it rain.
Yeah, that.
Whose birthday is it today? Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Aww. Oh, there, happy birthday. You're there with your parents, I heard.
A lot of birthdays.
Oh, there, Mija, over there. You're here with your mom. All right. All right, happy birthday, bro. Not every day you're 42. What happened? You left a nipple?
I definitely heard nipple.
Wait, what? Okay, Carlos is here with a saber tooth.
Saber tooth.
There's like a time delay here, lady. Write down what you want to say, all right?
Be prepared.
So you're still with a guy?
No. That was kind of like rock bottom.
That was a crazy
date. That was rock bottom.
That fool.
I like that you
backwards.
Called that a date. Thank you. So sweet of you.
Well, you know, there's still Chipotle, so it canceled the date.
Yeah. But that was kind of like the last bad one. Since then, I went to therapy, and things are getting better. So it's good.
Shit, Mexicans don't go to therapy. They talk to their mom, man. Esa pendeja, cabrona. What's up, Food Podcast? Rodrigo, what you got?
Chill it, man. I want to thank everybody that came out. Yeah, man.
You can listen to our podcast every Friday. This will be on this Friday, which is tomorrow. It'll be on iTunes. Listen to it.
Later
in the afternoon. So what if your podcast is called Date Fails?
It's called Date Fails. So it's basically just, it's like I have on, you know, comedians, athletes, actors, whoever, and they tell like their worst date stories.
I'll tell you my worst date story right now.
Yeah.
I was working here in Arizona. And I went the owner of the comedy club, he gave me tickets to go see Diana Ross at the Celebrity Theater.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, man, when Diana Ross plays, Mexicans feel like they owe it to themselves to talk to her while she's performing. Like Diana Ross was performing and this lady kept yelling, "Diana! The Camacho family loves you." And she kept singing, you know, whatever. It gets quiet. The Camacho family loves you, Diana. We're all came together here, 20 deep. In one car. So I was hoping Diana was going to tell her, all right, shut up, bitch. So I go home that night with the girl I'm with. We go to her house. Big mistake as a young comedian. First of all, man, when you go to her house, you lose the home field advantage. Because you don't know the escape routes to that house. You never been there before, man. You don't know how to get the fuck out of there. So we're having sex. I hear a knock. And I'm pumping you, like, trying to, like, what the fuck? Who, is this guy next? What's going on? Then she goes, who is that? I said, bitch, you live here.
She said, who is that?
I go, I don't know who that is. Then she goes, I hear, open the door, you fucking bitch. And I'm like, I was a puppy scared. Yeah, he knows you. I think he knows you personally. So this guy breaks into the house.
Oh,
like
shit.
Goes in through the window, breaks in. She takes off running through an escape route number two I didn't know about. She's gone. I'm there by myself, butt naked.
And I don't look good naked in the light on. I look like a fat woman running for her life. And I was trying to find a weapon, you know, because I know he was trying to kill me.
Right.
And all I could find Kate with a potato peeler. I was like, I'm going to peel his ass to death. I was like, este cabrón me la pela, cabrón. So I run to the bathroom, and this fool's chasing me. And I could just feel, I was running laughing because I was naked, like, my fucking fat butt is moving and shit. I'm all sweaty. I just finished having sex. Condom is still on.
Oh, my God.
It's like shrinking.
You were like Blade Runner.
You know
though.
What it looked like? My condom in my penis, it looked like one of those things when you were little, those shrinky dinks. He's knocking on the door. You fucking asshole! Get the fuck out of here, you fucking asshole! It was sad because he's crying, man.
No.
You fucking asshole! That's my lady! And I'm like naked in the bathroom going, I don't know, man. Sorry.
My bad, dog.
I'm gonna fucking kill you! And he's trying to open the door.
Yeah. She has like a butter knife and you have a potato peeler.
I'm gonna shoot you. I'm gonna shoot me, dog. So then the police show up and they grab his ass and they grab my naked ass too. And they handcuff both of us.
What?
Now I'm outside, man. How embarrassing it was. I'm outside, handcuffed like this, wearing a Phoenix Police Department jacket. Because I'm fully nude. And man, it's cold outside now. And like, I'm, you know, man, I don't know. I'm not hard anymore. It's so small, man. Shrinkage, man, shrinkage.
It was a humbling experience.
It grew up to like a little ball. It was like scared to come out now.
It was hiding from the cold.
And they were arresting him, man. And then when they were arresting him, I reached over to talk to him. Listen, bro, man, just to let you know, I tore it up. Okay, that's what I would have said if I had balls. But the whole I didn't do nothing, man. The whole time I thought about shit I would have done to him if I was brave.
Brave.
I was like telling my friend, I was trying to Rodrigo, bro, he's lucky, bro. He's lucky, bro, I was in seventh grade, bro. I would have killed that motherfucker. So
that
6 boy. Months later, I get a call to go press charges and go to court for him and get him for breaking an entry. And I said, you know what, man? He suffered enough. You know, he's heartbroken. He's hurt.
He had to run after you naked.
And I don't want to go back over there and let him see my face, remember me. And every time I come to Arizona, he tries to kill me this way, like this way. He don't know how I look. And I got a good story out of it.
It's a good story. That should be your Halloween costume this year. You should just wear a Phoenix Police Department jacket and a condom.
Yeah, man.
That's it.
My costume will be victim.
Victim.
How about Lisa, the advertising? You having a good time? How did you get started in stand-up comedy?
Dude, I grew up watching stand-up. I always wanted to do stand-up. I went to school in Chicago. Yeah. And I did a lot of improv in Chicago. And then when I moved to L.A., I just started doing stand-up like 10 years ago. And I just, you know how it is. It's like once you do it and you get that first laugh, I feel like you're either hooked or you're not. I was just like hooked. I was like, oh, this is so fun. I like it because I'm a control freak.
Have you gotten to that stage in your stand-up comedy career where you're starting to be out funny, the guys you started out with, and now they don't want to book you no more because you're out funny them? That's what happened in comedy.
I know what you mean.
You become funnier than the guy that's helping you out. Then the guy starts hating you, calling you a hack. This guy steals my jokes. But enough about Barcena.
Yeah, I try. It's funny. I was talking to Jim Jeffries actually one night at the improv, and we were talking about how.
Who's that? No.
You ever heard of him? He's
yeah,
a little
from Australia.
Open micer. Yeah. No, but he and I were just talking about how, like, It sounds so cheesy to say this, but like, I try never to talk shit and just like focus up, because I feel like the people that are successful are just like doing it. And it's always the people that are like bitter and shit talking that are like not really doing anything. So I just don't ever, I don't think about it.
Me too, man. I'm always down for like help out people. Like this comedy festival is all the podcasts on All Things Comedy. And they didn't, for some reason, there was no women podcast. So I decided to fly her over and have her as my guest.
Isn't he the best? He's the best, man.
Yeah, man.
It's good looking out. Yeah.
But yeah, you have a lot of fans over here who are expecting a bikini.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I know, I quit doing the bikini thing. I used to do this thing. I might start doing it again because it's fun. I used to do this photo series called In a Bikini. Because when I first started out in comedy, I was like, I used to work as like a fitness model a little bit. And I used to do like beer commercials and stuff. And a lot of guy comics would give me shit about posting like hot photos or bikini photos.
Guys?
Or whatever. Guys, always guys. Women never. Women are like, you go, girl. Guys are like, you can't do that and be a comedian. Yeah. So I was like, fuck it. The more people told me not to do it, the more I was like, I'm just going to start wearing a bikini everywhere. So I started wearing a bikini just as a joke everywhere. Like, I would go to Home Depot, the mall, hospitals, cemeteries, everywhere. And I would just have someone follow me with a camera and take photos. So I would do, like, Home Depot in a bikini, you know, shopping for wood. And the caption would be, like, looking for wood at Home Depot, whatever. And I used to do, like, just do that all the time. So I would show up every once in a while for, like, a comedy show in a bikini and just do the show for no reason.
And that got you asshole Chipotle.
Yeah, that's right. I got 3 free burritos. no, but I just think it's like, because women in comedy, it used to be this stigma that you had to be like butched out, you know? And now I just feel like it's like, why? Why live in a box? You can be whatever you want. You know what I mean?
You're bringing sexy back.
Yeah.
You're bringing sexy back.
I don't know about that, but thank you. Thank you. I don't know, man. I just do whatever I feel like doing. I just hate how now everything is so like, you're supposed to do this way. And everyone's so uptight about things. And it's like, have fun. Life is so fucking short. Do what makes you happy. That's what I think. You know?
Yeah, man. I'm gonna start doing shows in a bikini now, too.
I think you should. I want to see you in a thong on stage at your next comedy show.
I'm afraid to wear a thong because I'm afraid that the thong part is going to pull my butt hairs out when I take it off.
I'll wax yourself?
That's a problem. Maybe you should consider laser hair removal down
That's
there.
That's right, cocksuckers. You have any dates coming up?
Actually, I got
you have a show tomorrow, right?
Yeah. I'm here actually tonight and tomorrow night doing shows here at this club.
Are you going to do your podcast tomorrow morning?
I think I'm going to do it tomorrow morning at 10:30.
10:30 tomorrow?
10:30 tomorrow morning. But, well, you guys are Phoenix. I was going to say, but for the people listening at home, I've got Indianapolis, Columbus, and Pittsburgh coming up with Brian Redbam. We're going to go do a Death Squad tour. So that's going to be really fun. November 8th, 9th, and 10th. So come out for that.
Rodrigo.
Put out these dates.
I'm going to be performing at a bunch of military bases starting October 27th at Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. October 28th, Fort Knox, Kentucky. November 4th, I'm a porn star too. I can't read.
I'm going to get in so much trouble for saying that.
I'm going to be November 10th at Fort Wachakawaka, Arizona.
Jesus Christ.
November 15th, Aberdeen Proving Ground, Maryland. What? How you say it? I'm sorry, we have tribe members here. I'm sorry, bro. You guys are sitting in the front. They made you make a reservation, huh? November 16th, Fort Revoir, Virginia. November 17th, Fort Hamilton, New York. November 18th, Fort Drum, New York. Also hosting the Tropicali Festival in Long Beach at the Queen Mary, if anybody's wondering. November 11th, the headliner of the show, it's Los Tigres del Norte. Brenton Wood, Delphonics, Genuine, Celso Pina, Ivy Queen, Chicano Batman, Ruby champ, well, champagne.
Yeah, cafeta.
Mary
Cuba,
champagne.
Got
it. Oye pongo las cafeteras. A lot of people, man. All the songs. November 11th at Long Beach Harbor. And that's it, man. November 11th, November 22nd at Midland, Texas. Check out the FelipeWorld.com for all the specials.
Yeah.
Tonight there's a stand-up showcase at 11:45 here. And if you show your proof of purchase, your tickets to the hostess, you can come see it. Felipe's on the show. He's going to do, you know, like a 15-minute set. Rodrigo's on the show. Kate's on the show. Sam Tripoli. A bunch of other people. A bunch of comics tonight. Bert, I think. So 11:45, that's here. If you bring your ticket with you, show the hostess, they'll let you in for free. Tonight.
Yeah, man.
Go.
Tonight at 11:45. And
late
we
show.
Got these T-shirts right now at the end of the show.
11:45.
And for the baby mamas.
Those are cute.
Most of the money will go for drugs and alcohol. But the money will stay in the community. I'm back, bro. Let me find my ghetto ass cab. What's up, bro? Your birthday, bro?
Happy anniversary.
Bro, let me tell you one time, bro. The only time I ever ate ass, I was coked out, bro.
Hungry.
I don't know what I was doing, but I was like.
What the fuck?
She fucking farted. I swallowed it. I was mad the whole night. She said, why are you pissed off? Nobody told you to eat my ass. Nah, man, you did eat my carrot cake, man.
I thought nothing could get grosser than my shit in your pants story in there.
What's up, fool? A big hand for our guest, Kate
Thank
Quigley.
You guys. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Awesome guest. Thank you very much.
Thank you, man.
For being awesome
for
and being
me.
A guest and showing up. Rodrigo Torres, co-host of the year.
Yeah, man.
I'll be outside, man. You might want to buy t-shirts. Say hello. What's up, fool?
Thank you very much
Bye,
for coming
guys.
Out.